Radio Free Charleston is on the air. Welcome to a milestone episode of Radio Free Charleston. This is Radio Free Charleston, Volume 5, Number 100. And to be perfectly honest, it's not really that big a deal. I'll explain in a moment, but first, we opened our show with a classic track, The Tracks, from Three Bodies. Old dear friends of mine from the original Radio Free Charleston days, John Chris Cormody, Brian Lucas, and Brian Young. And I actually co-produced that track with Spencer Elliott 30 years ago this summer. And that might tip you off to what our format's going to be for this episode. But first, why this isn't really a big deal. This is Radio Free Charleston Volume 5. That means there have been four versions of this show before this. And this is the third time I've hit episode 100, and in fact, Volume 2, which is technically still running because it's a video program, is past episode 200. So this is really not a big deal. I started doing Radio Free Charleston Volume 5 as a three-hour show that mixed local and independent and international music, whatever I wanted to play, all together in a 3-hour block in January 2020. And if I had done the show completely on schedule, I would have hit this milestone episode maybe 4 or 5 months ago. But I got lazy during the pandemic, and we had special weeks where we didn't do a new show. And anyway, so I did want to come up with something special for episode 100, and what I decided to do is almost all local music. We have one independent band, but they have a local connection, and we're going to do double shots. Now, first, let me tell you about Three Bodies. One of the most requested bands on the original Radio Free Charleston. Top band, wonderful guys. They decided they were going to go into Pat Arnold's recording studio, which was located above Gorby's, and record 4 demos to possibly pitch to a major label. They picked me and Spencer Elliott to co-produce that session. Now, 2 of the songs were completely fully formed, and Spencer and I didn't really have much to do with them. One of those was the track, the other one is the song Three Bodies, which I will dig out and play for you sometime in the coming weeks. One of the other songs wasn't quite finished. Spencer was going to add piano to it, and that was his baby, that was Gardens of Hope. And my main job with the session was to get together with the guys the day before, in the empty glass, before they opened. Got on stage, they rehearsed those 4 songs they were going to play to death. One of the songs, one of my favorites, didn't really have an ending yet. That was the song Shingles and Tar. And we were loopy and sleep deprived, and they let me come up with an ending for it, which was this whole stop, start, false stop. It was a very complicated ending, but I think it works very well with the song. And we're going to play that for you now. And you're going to hear Three Bodies doing Shingles and Tar. And after that, you're going to hear Brian Diller and the Ride doing a couple of classic songs from the Playhouse days. And then you'll hear some brand new music. But right now, here's Three Bodies with Shingles and Tar. I co-produced this and helped arrange it. On Radio Free Charleston, on the air.
Yeah. company. We've got a lot of use for the boy. We'll train him and place him, give him responsibility. There's so much we can do with a boy. We'll wash him clean, hang him high and dry. We'll put a sparkle in his eye.
Bursting into view, boys in the trees. this moment. Keep this moment.
Story remains, I always wanted you to know before the-
Okay, that was the Paranoid Style, an independent band out of North Carolina. However, one of the contributing musicians is one William Matheny, who is renowned and beloved for his contributions to West Virginia music. And that is from their new album called For Executive Meeting, which was just released last week. The songs were The Worst of My Love and 10 Floors of Basement. And before that, you heard Brian Diller doing Days Like These, and Brian Diller and The Ride with their big showstopper, Don't Stop at Anything, which dates back to the late 1980s, and it is fantastic to have new music from Brian Diller, even if it's old new music. And we are going to continue with some more new music. A couple of tracks that we have yet to play on the show by Three's Company Blues off their recent album. It's Steppin' Out, Three's Company Blues on Radio Free Charleston, on the air.
One foot in front of the other, best behave, or you're asking for trouble. Single file, step it out on the double.
Left, right,
that side of the hall and the highway, you'll be fine if you listen what I say. It's only right if you do it my way.
here is failure to communicate.
Radio Free Charleston.
Pacing. The floor that falls around me. My feet, they fall and stumble. My foundation falling down. And I spend every little moment confusing all my nothings with who I am for now. Don't know what to say now. I've been on the way out. Don't know what to say now. It's not easy.
last house and filled with children. You won't get much more than time. We've given you an evil mind. Down to your heart, Savior, help me too. The Savior's long gone. You want to come alive one day when the water's high. One day when the water's high. Forget your same olds, forget your Elvis things. As always, blah, they run down.
The double shots continue. That was Strawfish, one of the original Radio Free Charleston bands. That's from the New Music Feast sampler CD that was put out by John Kessler back in the day. I did publicity for that. And the songs were Netted Fish and Graveyard Shift. Before that, we had new music from Corduroy Brown, one of our new friends, I Know Better and Who Am I For Now. Corduroy Brown is one of the new wave of musicians who have revitalized the Charleston and West Virginia area music scene, and it's cool to have him on here. And before that, we had a second track from Three's Company Blues, bringing back the thrill right here on the air. And let's go way, 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 way back. Let's go back to the very first local song I ever played back when Radio Free Charleston Volume 1 was a broadcast program. This is Mr. Hazel Adkins with Big Red Satellite, part of our Double Shot show on Radio Free Charleston.
Baby, you better look out, because here I come.
Yeah, I've got a big red satellite. polka dot blue is red and white, honey. Red and white like you. No, you can't ride in my satellite if you don't do the... You think you can do that?
Ah, yes, baby, let me in. I'm ready to go.
I got a big red satellite. Got a big red satellite. He's ready to hunt you all night. Oh, yeah. All right.
Look out, you come pop. One of them new stars. They go like this.
I got a red and white polka dot satellite. Red and white polka dot. Red and white polka dot. Yes, I'm going out tonight. Getting ready to take off, honey. Going out tonight. Going to try and hunt all night.
Well, I'm going to tell you what happened. I went out last night, and I got hitched up. When I woke up this morning, should have seen what I had in the bed with me. He jumped up out of bed, pulled his hand down his eye. Looked at me like a guy in Canada commodity meat. He said, So this time we're way off yet. We got all alone. She jumped out of the car. She put her hand down her eye. She looked at me like a dying box of them mile out cheap. And she said,
So use Ajax, boom, boom.
The foaming cleanser.
Boom, 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 boom.
Drops the dirt right down the drain.
Boom, 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 boom.
Well, drop from sweat down the Kevlar weather too.
Wrapping up our first hour, we had two tracks from Unmanned, the all-female ass-kicking band from Charleston. The songs you heard were Baloney and Wayward Girls. And before that, you heard Jay Marinelli with a really old track called Saturn of Clarksburg and a brand new track called Kevlar Weather. And before that, you heard a couple of songs from Hazel Atkins, the second of which was She Said, which you probably heard somebody else cover somewhere if you've been to see live music in West Virginia in the last two decades. Episode 100 of Radio Free Charleston, Volume 5, continues right now. Shut Up, I Love You! Probably the most requested song on Radio Free Charleston during its first broadcast incarnation in 1989 and 90. That was Go Van Go, the Rock Brothers, the Beckner Brothers, some of my oldest and dearest friends in the music scene in Charleston. And since we're doing double shots, that means you get a double shot of Go Van Go. That was one of the Steve Beckner vocals on Shut Up, I Love You. Now we're going to bring you one of the rare Tim Rock vocals. It's I Can't Sleep at Night. Go Van Go on Radio Free Charleston on the air.
flashcards. I'm getting on that train to go to a better place. A better place by far.
Mommy, is a word to explain decay. Minutes and hours are just measures used to tie you to the day. If there were no sun and there were no seasons, if nothing was living to wither away, I bet there would be no time. 'Cause time's just a word in your mind, Lord, you don't need no time. Yeah, yeah. So I died, I went up to heaven, and it was so
fun.
Come on, man, why?
The reverend says that rock and roll is in cahoots with the roaring lion Satan himself. And that homo-wrecking vermin is almost likely swimming in your home right on your record shelf. Well, you better not play that electric guitar, but play it in the bars, it's noisy. You shouldn't enjoy your toys. Thou shalt not have any gods before me, 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 me. The teacher, the teacher, the teacher paranoia will teach you, will teach you, will teach you how to feel. The teacher, the teacher, the teacher paranoia will teach you, will teach you, will teach you, teach you, teach you. The teacher, the teacher, the teacher paranoia will teach you, will teach you, will teach you how to feel. The teacher, the teacher, the teacher paranoia.
Just shoot your eye out, kid.
Radio Free Charleston. I'm your queen, call me your majesty, don't buy me diamond jewelry, I've got everything I need when I'm with you, yes I'm your queen, living in the lap of luxury, I'm your Audrey, you're my James Dean, I've got everything I need when I'm with you.
Emily Adeel, one of the new bright lights of the Charleston and surrounding area music scene, with two tracks, Queen and The Light. Before that, the late Joseph Hale gave us Time and Church of Paranoia, and that was a set of really cool music. You gotta admit it. We have some great local talent here. It's nice to have access to over 30 years worth of archives, so I can bring this stuff to you. And you know what we're gonna do now? We're gonna go back more than 30 years. In fact, we're gonna go back. The next song you hear, by Stark Raven. Stark Raven dominated the music scene in the late 80s. And in fact, at the CD release party for the album Learning to Fly, which contains the song More to Life Than This, that's where I met Melanie Larch. My wife, the love of my life, my reason for being, and my main squeeze. January 19th, 1990. At the Charleston Playhouse. So you can understand why I might have some pretty fond memories of that. But here is Stark Raven with More to Life Than This on Radio Free Charleston, doing double shots, looking back, looking forward, and looking at ourselves on the air.
Time. yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent.
True.
That was Battleship, Battleship with Ad Hominem and Entropy, the only two songs they have released so far. However, that is Bobby Miller from Feast of Stephen and Joe Valina from Feast of Stephen reunited during the pandemic and recording remotely, and it's just really cool to have those to bring you here because I'm not playing Feast of Stephen this week. I like this double shot archive dive, so we're probably going to do it again in our next episode. But before Battleship, Battleship, you heard Mark Beckner Group with Odessa and with the Scientific Curiosity of Ghouls. Mark, of course, is Steve Beckner's brother. He was in Go Van Go, and I didn't bring you any of the Go Van Go songs that he sang lead vocals on because I was going to bring you two songs from the Mark Beckner Group later in the program, and there it was. That was preceded by Stark Raven's mashup of Pachelbel's Canon in D minor with Whiter Shade of Pale off their first album, Not Learning to Fly, the one that I can't remember the name of, A Million Reasons or something like that. Excellent, incredible music from Charleston. That's what I'm pushing here. That's what I'm trying to get you to listen to. Support the local scene, as you may have heard me say before. Anyway, for the rest of the second hour of our program, how about we listen to a legend? It's Lady D, Doris Fields. Two recent tracks, Karma is a Bitch and Disturbing My Peace. Closing out our second hour on Radio Free Charleston, right here on the air.
Somebody else. better check yourself. What goes around, sure enough, does come back around. You're gonna reap just what you sow. If you don't believe, just wait a while. In the end, you'll surely know. But karma is a bitch and she works for God. Oh, but you know the system is a fraud. But karma is a bitch and she works for God. Oh, but you know the system is a fraud. But karma is a bitch. Bitch.
Is our new reality, trying hard to deal with this virus mentality. Politicians telling lies, corruption rises, turn our backs while neighbors die. Don't take a nap, don't ride a bike, don't enjoy the sight of a bird in flight. Don't drive a car, don't drive too far in a neighborhood where they don't look like you. Don't drink coffee, don't eat ice cream, don't use the swimming pool. Don't cash a check, please don't protest. Don't mow a lawn or have a barbecue. Don't shop for clothes or blow your nose. And I know this ain't all we can do. There you go, disturbing my peace. Here you go, wasting my time. There you go, disturbing. Militia with guns, vote suppression, bleach ingestion, Karen's dialing 911, social distance, mass resistance, there's confusion all across the land, the Constitution is just an illusion, things are getting out of hand, sexism, ageism, racism, welcome to the new Jim Crow, homelessness and unemployment, they wanna let your health care go. Don't take a knee, don't take a stand, don't you demand, don't you act too smart. Shut up and dribble, please don't quibble, don't upset the apple cart.
There you go,
there you go, disturbing my. Trying hard to deal with this virus mentality. Politicians telling lies, corruption rises. Turn our backs while neighbors die. Don't take a nap, don't ride a bike. Don't enjoy the sight of a bird in flight. Don't drive a car, don't jog too far in a neighborhood where they don't look like you. Don't drink coffee, don't eat ice cream. Don't use the swimming pool. Don't cash a check, please don't protest. Don't mow a lawn or have a barbecue. Don't shop for clothes or blow your nose.
Okay, we are in hour three, and you just heard Mother Nang doing Knee Deep in Wine. That track dates back quite a ways. I think that was also on the New Music Feast sampler 30 years ago. Mother Nang was Spencer Elliott, who co-produced Three Bodies with me, and Brian Young, who played drums for Three Bodies, and Darren Sidero, who plays bass with every band in the world and is currently in the Canon Sidero band, and Jay Lukens, who is still contributing to other cool local music projects. Anyway, Mother Nang was a big deal in the early 90s. They even played CBGBs. and then they lay dormant for a while, and they got back together after I started doing the Radio Free Charleston video program. They recorded a really cool EP around 2006, and from that, here's our next song. Here is Mother Nang with By the Farm! Radio Free Charleston, on the air.
But you never, 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 never happy. Getting with you out isn't that I'll have what she's having.
And become one with my muscles. Oh, he's got me. Oh, I'm not going anywhere. Oh, I'm stuck like a prize, pinned and wriggling on the wall, spitting out the butt ends of my days and ways while the tongue is licking, sucking, burrowing in. I cannot stop it, cannot resist. And then I remember. Something is wrong. Something is dreadfully wrong. So wrong.
isn't it?
The predatory wonder bite.
Domestication.
Maybe it's time for taking flight.
Peregrination.
If you can't change location, ditch lost situation. Disassociation is the way, so come with me.
Disassociation.
Whenever you are faced with suffocation.
Disassociation.
Or when you want a hand in your resignation. Instead of sublimation, why not try hallucination?
Disassociate
with me. Voices raise and fingers point.
Accusation.
And you're the one who'll disappoint.
Re-education.
Upon cross-examination, don't need infantilization. Disassociation is the way, so come with me.
Disassociation.
If you want an antidote to confrontation.
Disassociation.
If you want to take a pass on mutilation. Trade that self-medication for this retaliation.
Disassociation.
Disassociate with me. Fight, but you'll never win until you use this compass to navigate and disassociate.
You just heard Ann Magnuson, one of my personal artistic heroes and now a friend of mine. From her 2006 album, Pretty Songs and Ugly Stories, you heard The Picture on My Dentist Wall and Disassociation. Before that, we had new music from a new band, Bainstar, Finality, and You Should Have Seen Her. And, of course, that was preceded by Mother Nang with By the Farm, which I told you about before I played it, so I really didn't need to go back and back announce that now, did I? Anyway, we're still in our third hour. We got, like, room for a few more bands, but I'm so happy with this format that I want to do it again because I'm leaving out tons of musicians that I would like to include. So, you're going to hear four more bands and a mystery bonus cut for the remainder of this program. First up, you're going to hear Mr. John Radcliffe. He was also in Feast of Stephen. And he was a big supporter when I brought back Radio Free Charleston as a video program. We actually shot an entire early episode at his house in Parkersburg. But here is John Radcliffe with Company Song on Radio Free Charleston on the air.
same. When you are the one to blame,
you're sending me your rapid fire.
It's a rapid fire. Rapid fire.
You're sending me your rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Said to me, give it all you have, boy, you'll have all you need. But I needed more than the old man could ever conceive. Don't give up, be all in. Might be the end of me. There's a rumble on the dance floor. Some bruiser tapped my shoulder, and I, with my nervous trigger, took off the bruiser's head. I'd die for her, but I thought, better he than me. This don't give up, be all in, might be the end of me. I, as a young man, well, actually a teen, put the pedal to the floor, burn my tires bald and clean, then screamed, listen to me. Why can't they let me be free? This be all in, don't give up, might be. An ape, I pound my chest, I grab and shake all hands, then I chew my nails as I'm nervous about where you've been, where you've been, and how many hands did your hand receive. This don't give up, be all in, might be. End of me.
That was Hello June with Candy Rain and Wish I Could Fly, one of the hotter bands to pop onto the music scene in the last 4 or 5 years. They have a new album in the works. We probably won't get it until 2023, but I'm really looking forward to it. I haven't caught them live yet because there's been this pandemic thing, you know. Before Hello June, you heard Todd Burge, another old friend from the original Playhouse days. The songs were Rapid Fire and Might Be the End. And before Todd did his two songs, I played you the second track from John Radcliffe in this episode, and it was The Enemy. Okay, we got time for another band, and these are also friends of mine. I didn't meet these guys until I was doing the video version of Radio Free Charleston, and we got to be buddies, and I actually sang on some recording sessions for them with Melanie and with Holly Forbes. So you have at least two really good backup singers there, and me. And they're promising to release a couple of 7-inch singles later this year. I'm hoping that one of the things I got to contribute to is among those songs. But right now, we're going to go back to the old days of the Big Bad, who are, by the way, West Virginia horror punk pioneers. And the song is Set Sail the Sinking Ship on Radio Free Charleston, on the air. wrapping up our 3-hour show of double shots of mostly local music. That was The Big Bad with Frighteners. Like I said, they have some new music in the pipeline. As soon as I get my hands on it, I'm going to play it for you. I promise. And it's been sort of a weird trip. This has been a weird week. I turned 60 a couple of days ago, and now I have to record my 100th episode of the 5th version of Radio Free Charleston. And I've got, in the next 2 weeks, my wedding anniversary coming up, and then the anniversary of the Pop Cult blog, where you can go, by the way, and get a full playlist for this show with links to the artists who have music pages where you can buy their music. I forgot to tell you about that earlier. I love doing this show with double shots of all local music, and I had to leave out so many people because I was trying to come up with a decent flow of music, and I didn't want anything too jarring. Not that I'm above having jarring transitions, but I didn't have enough metal on this show. I didn't have enough country-sounding stuff on this show, and I didn't have any ambient stuff on this show. So our next episode, which might be in 2 weeks, I might take next week off, but our next show is going to repeat this format. It's going to be double shots of local music, maybe with a few independent ringers thrown in. Who knows what will pop up in the next couple of weeks. But thank you for listening to Radio Free Charleston. Thank you for supporting this show for the last 33 years, depending on whatever format. Originally, it was on broadcast radio. And then it was a series of unaired pilots for local stations who backed out at the last minute. And then I brought it back as a video program, and you can see almost all those episodes on YouTube. And then I did Radio Free Charleston Volume 3 for Voices of Appalachia. And when Voices of Appalachia became the air, I started it over as Volume 4. And then 2020, I decided to wipe the slate clean and start it over as a 3-hour program that combined Radio Free Charleston with Radio Free Charleston International. It's complicated as hell, I know, so thank you for listening to me blather about that. Please remember to support the local scene, and always, come back and listen to us when we do stuff. It makes us feel good. But don't think I am going to leave you hanging. I never leave you hanging. There's going to be a mystery bonus cut, and this time I'm going to give you a hint, just a hint about the mystery bonus cut. I might be playing guitar on this.
Radio Free Charleston is brought to you by General Substances. If it's composed of matter, we have a hand or two in it.